Hello there. In today's question and answer, I'm going to be covering three different questions. So one is regarding tall riders and getting the right bike because everything feels awkward. And two is best method to ride safely but fast through sandy conditions. And three, what's the best way to make the most of your time available to progress your skill development? So getting the right bike if you're tall, so like 6'2", 6'5". Everything feels awkward, like riding a BMX bike, especially when trying to stand. So a common habit is buying a bike and then immediately upgrading to taller bars, taller bar risers. And while this can help, especially make it more comfortable, the problem is that it often puts you in an unbalanced position. So say you're riding on the bike and you raise up the bars, well, your body weight is going to be back farther on the bike, and this puts too much weight on the rear and not enough on the front. So the front steering is going to feel loose. Your front end's going to wash out more easily. But you might be thinking, well, if I keep the stock bars, I'm going to feel really cramped with my arms or my knees. But the common problem there is not using proper body position, because I know what it's like to ride a really small bike, one that I'm too big for. And when I'm standing up too tall on it, yeah, the bars are going to feel really low. And when you give it gas or hit the brakes, you're going to be unbalanced really quickly on the bike. But when you're properly using your feet and your knees and your legs and your hips and your back in the right position, your weight is going to be balanced on the bike, and you'll be able to comfortably use the controls and be able to shift, and you won't feel cramped. And for a breakdown of how to be in that proper position, you can check out this video here. But as far as choosing what bike, if you're a beginner, I highly recommend not getting a enduro bike, such as like a KTM 250 XCW or a 300 or a 450. Yes, they are the tallest bikes, but they have way too much power than most beginners can handle, especially if you're trail riding. So that's why, even if you're really tall, I still recommend looking at like the Kawasaki KLX 300R. It's a little bit bigger and wider, giving it a little bit more stability than like a KLX 230R, and the power is very smooth and beginner friendly, or the Honda CRF 250F. And even though the seat height is only about 35 inches, it can handle a bigger, heavier rider. And you can check out hyperlightmoto.com, I believe. They have some nice aftermarket parts that raise the forks and the rear end up and basically make it the same size as an enduro bike, giving you more seat height and more ground clearance. Question two is, how do you ride safely and fast in sandy conditions? Well, when I try looking up tips for what people should do for that, I often see people recommending, oh, just get over the rear and gas it so that your front end stays on top of the sand so that you don't wash out. And if you have more speed, well, you'll be able to float over the sand, right? Well, yes and no. The problem is, when you're sitting too far back on the bike, this does keep the front end up higher, but you're not balanced, and this makes the front end very loose steering, and that's what gives it that wishy-washy feeling where the front end just kind of goes wherever it wants to, and then you end up turning and knifing the front end and perhaps fall over or go over the bars when the front end does go into the sand. And if you are just trying to ride faster, this gives you the illusion that you have more balance, because it's harder to balance at low speeds. But if you're not in the proper position, or if you don't know how to balance at low speeds and you do try to go faster, well, when you do get out of control, you're just going to crash harder, because you're not in control of the bike is controlling you. So what do you do instead? Well, you have to stay balanced on the bike and anticipate what it's going to do. So this is kind of a more neutral position, even when in deep, soft sand. And to prevent the tires from digging in, you got to be smoother with the clutch and the throttle and the brakes, because like when you're just getting going, if you just dump the clutch and give it gas, once the tire starts spinning, it's really just going to dig the sand out, and you're going to dig a trench, and it's going to be really hard to accelerate. And question number three, what's the best way to make the most of your time available to progress your skills? Well, I recently covered four ways to become a better trail rider right here, but a common thing that people do is just riding more or trying to figure things out on your own. And while those seem like the easy routes, they can take a lot longer because you're trying to figure out all the proper techniques as well as trying to discern what's bad advice and then how to actually implement it so that you become a better rider. But what do you actually do to quickly become a better rider? Well, if you're just going to do one thing, I would focus on what you're struggling with the most. So if you're struggling with balance at low speeds or with traction, whether it's accelerating or braking. So let's just choose turning on flat corners. If your front end is sliding out when you're trying to turn on a flat corner, this is likely due to a bad riding habit or bad riding technique. So what you need to do is learn what the proper technique is and form a positive riding habit by using the proper technique and keep repeating it over and over again until you feel comfortable and confident. And once you feel more comfortable, you'll be able to smoothly and progressively pick up your speed. Whereas if you're just out riding trails and every once in a while coming up on a flat corner, it would take a lot longer to build up that muscle memory, that positive riding habit, so that you have more control and comfort on the flat corner. And if you liked this format, you want your question answered, leave a comment below. I want to build this family-friendly community where we can enjoy trail riding together, building your confidence, staying safe. And if you've been trail riding for at least 3 years and aren't advancing your skills and want more personalized help from me, I encourage you to download my Master Your Confidence Trail Riding Handbook. It's a free PDF guide. You can get that at motocrosshideout.com/confidence or click the link in the description below. I'm Kelly Fager from Motocross Hideout. Learn more, ride more.